Thank you for joining this special season of the Expedition Schnexer podcast, all about Antarctica, preparation for the expedition itself, and what happens afterwards. My name is Becky Schnexer, and you're listening to the Expedition Schnexer podcast. Welcome back, my friends. It is day one on the ship. It's November 4th. Today it's about 5 degrees Celsius or 41 degrees Fahrenheit. We saw our very first iceberg and it was absolutely incredible. You should have seen how quickly 88 women got up out of their seats, rushed outside of the ship, just to catch a glimpse of this first iceberg. It was absolutely amazing. I have photos and I can only imagine as we see more and more and get to observe different shapes and different colors and different ages of ice that this first one's going to seem like a little bit of a letdown. But I can tell you that today it is the highlight of the day. If I could pick one thing, that's probably the highlight of today, is seeing the first iceberg. But we did a lot of things. We are about to enter the Drake Crossing or the Drake Passage, which is known to have very violent waves and wind, which soon we're starting to kind of feel the effects of that. The ship is starting to roll from side to side. It's gentler than I was anticipating, but again, we're just now entering the Drake's Passage. So tonight, tomorrow, and half of the next day will be, it will be interesting. We're going to see if we get a Drake Shake, which is kind of a violent crossing, or a Drake Lake, which is a lot more mild, but who knows? Right now we're starting to roll. I've got my motion sickness patch behind my ear because I am not taking chances. I definitely grew up on the water, on a fishing boat. Any free moment, in quotation marks, that we had growing up, we were out on the water. So I'm used to being out on boats, but not necessarily a large research vessel out in open ocean. So I generally don't get seasick. I think I've been seasick maybe one time when I was out to sea, and that was in Galapagos. And so I'm not anticipating having a hard time, but you never know. If we get a Drake Shake and it, you know, my body reacts a certain way, then my body will react a certain way. I'm taking all the precautions that I possibly can by having a seasickness patch on behind my ear. So we will see. Outside of just starting our journey in the Drake Passage and seeing our very first iceberg, we saw a lot of birds. And I didn't know that albatrosses love to kind of hang out with ships. I guess I kind of knew that, but I got to observe it firsthand today. So we saw lots. We saw a wandering albatross, the royal albatross, black-browed albatross, the northern great petrel, the southern giant petrel, the blue petrel, the Cape petrel, and the Wilson storm petrel, which were so cool to see them interact and just kind of cruising alongside of the ship. Almost like if you've ever seen race cars drifting and kind of using physics to their advantage on a racetrack, that's certainly seemed, and I believe that's what the birds were doing, and I'm sure it also helps them find food and navigate around. But of course, they've been navigating the earth much longer than we've had ships at sea, so I know they know their way around, but I'm sure there is some sort or multiple advantages in following a ship around, especially in the Drake's Crossing. But these, you hear about how large an albatross is, especially like a wandering albatross, a royal albatross, the black-browed albatross, but seeing them in person and seeing them close to you aboard a ship is nothing short of magical and awe-inspiring. So seeing these 6-foot wingspans, you know, that's larger than me. So if I were to lay down, I'm 5'4" in one quarter, that quarter counts, but larger than me across, I knew that statistic, I knew that measurement in my head, but seeing it in person and seeing them around the ship was just absolutely fascinating. And just watching them trying to catch glimpses and photographs of them that I can share with you, which I was terrible at, but I tried, and that's what counts. But the observation, goodness, it was absolutely amazing. And the winds, oh my gosh. So a lot of you guys may or may not know, my bread and butter research location is tropical regions, the Peruvian Amazon. So this expedition in particular, going to a very cold area, is very new. And today was really, really, really my introduction to that. And it's not even that cold, right? 5 degrees Celsius, 41 degrees Fahrenheit. It's cold, but it's not that cold. It's not the coldest I am going to experience on this expedition. But today I did get to experience frigid winds and the ability of the coat that I have to keep me warm and kind of mimic the blubber content on polar animals. But this down jacket is doing its job. I had two different hats on. I even threw on my balaclava because it was just that cold with the wind and being exposed on the outer decks and wanting to soak in every single moment with these birds. I didn't want to be cold. I'm not a fan of cold weather. So today was a slight introduction to it. And now I know better how to make use of the layers that I packed. And I did pack sufficient layers. I just underestimated my need to have them today while I was out observing birds. But I learned my lesson. I went and put on the appropriate layers, 2 layers of gloves, and I was a lot more comfortable and able to really just be in the moment and observe these amazing birds. We also had 2 lectures today, and one was specifically about the Drake Passage and the history and the naming of it, as well as the Gerlach Strait, which we're going to be going through shortly along this expedition. So some fascinating history of the area that I'm in, and then just being able to experience it has been absolutely fascinating. So I am utterly exhausted. I am going to go or try to go to bed. I can feel as I'm talking to you that the ship is moving more and more. It's starting to roll side to side more, which means it seems like perhaps we're going to have a little bit of Drake shake action, which I'm not mad about. I kind of want to experience a Drake shake. So more tomorrow, I'm sure. I'm going to try and get as much sleep tonight as I can, and we'll see what tomorrow brings. So you guys, thank you for tuning in. I can't wait to tell you the other things that I experienced along this expedition. So thanks for being here, and I will catch you up again soon. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Expedition Schnexer. I hope you tune in next time.